In the lunchtime edition, Eagle Hall residents speak of a volley of shots in the early hours of this morning as a police pursuit ends in the death of a suspect. Government gets tough on the collection of airline ticket tax. The Agriculture Ministry trying to prevent the African swine fever reaching here. Small businesses getting loans and grants to help them switch to renewable energy. And the St. Lucia government to cut the tax on some goods to combat escalating prices. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest, coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
You're always on the go, we know. Life can be a daily rush. CIBC First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
The police are yet to reveal the identity of a suspect shot dead after a car chase this morning. Three officers were also injured in the attempt to corner and capture the suspect. But the service stresses that contrary to some reports circulating, none of the officers was shot. The drama started about 4 a.m. when officers on patrol attempted to stop a vehicle at Tweedside Road, St. Michael. But the driver sped off. The officers contacted Police Operations Control for assistance while a chase ensued through several St. Michael districts. The police said that at the Eagle Hall Junction, officers tried to get the suspect to stop, but he reversed his vehicle, striking an officer. Two other officers were reported to have sustained injuries in what was described as the melee. Shots were fired and the wounded motorist drove off but struck a wall and died at the scene near the Eagle Hall Junction. When Starcom Network News visited the scene this morning, one resident spoke of her fright on hearing about 20 gunshots.
More than 20. It was coming rapid behind the one letter. Fast behind the one letter. I was sleeping, but you know when I sleep and hear this thing all the time, so this lot of packs all the time. So I had a bang and we really there was gunshots, so I hit the floor. But it was frightening. I never experienced anything. So yeah, in my life, I would experience that I would never like to see happen again. I live shorty and it happened shorty and then I didn't want to, you know, a stray bullet might come to the bed. They hit me when they on the bed. So I lay flat on the ground. Yeah, big low explosion. When I look through the window and I see the car right there, so my blind trap wall. The person in the car dead.
Other residents also spoke about what they heard. We have disguised their voices at their request.
It's not a good feeling. We heard what was going on. I would say that it was a lot, but I wouldn't say how much because it didn't come. Well, that is saying I'm accustomed to hearing. It's not a nice feeling. You know, you're hearing gunshots and then you're hearing a car crash. You ain't got no feeling. You just got the feeling for the gunshots because you're hearing the gunshots rapid. So anyone got no feeling for the car crash? It was the gunshots first and then the bang.
That happened like little after 4 this morning. It was plenty shots, plenty gunshots. Probably coming from the area, Eagle Hall or Black Rock, something like that. I was laying down. I don't be scared, cast to hearing gunshots in the distance and in Eagle Hall.
Residents of Eagle Hall, St. Michael. Government has tightened up on the collection of airport taxes, cutting out exemptions and providing stiffer penalties for non-collection. The tax on air tickets out of Barbados for travel within the region will be 70 Barbados dollars, while the airport service charge for travel outside will be $140. Senior Minister for Energy and Business Development, Kerry Simmons, outlined the tax structure for airline tickets as he led off debate in the House of Assembly this morning on the airport service charge bill. He notes the money is used to help fund the upkeep of the Grantley Adams International Airport and Barbados' tourism marketing efforts. Mr. Simmons pointed out that Barbados' taxpayers previously had to fund the operations of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated in the amount of as much as $100 million, but that funding requirement was reduced to as little as $7 million due to the ticket tax.
But I want to say that under this new arrangement, the service charge has two limbs. The first, sir, is that if you are traveling to a regional destination, you can pay $70. And if you're charged traveling to a non-regional destination, you're paying $140. No, sir, that has been the case since 2018, so there should be no hue and cry in this country because that was part of the adjustment that I came to this parliament and dealt with that in August of 2018, and it has remained that way ever since and continues.
He warns of stiff penalties for airlines that failed to collect or pay in the tax.
The carrier, American Airlines, British Airways, Virgin Atlantic, them so will carry the responsibility for making sure that the passenger headcount is equivalent to the amount of money that should be collected. And therefore, Mr. Speaker, sir, if there is a discrepancy, then they are the ones that we go after for the $20,000, which is the fine for every discrepancy that has been identified.
Senior Minister for Energy and Business Development, Kerry Simmons, in the Lunchtime Edition.
And the Lunchtime Edition coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indah Weir, says his ministry is trying to prevent the African swine fever from reaching Barbados. He made the statement also speaking in the House of Assembly this morning.
But African swine fever is extremely contagious. And because of this, we are mandated to make sure we put measures in place to mitigate the importation of the virus into Barbados by way of imported animals, meats, or meat products. The World Organization for Animal Health, or the OIE, has considered this a disease that is notifiable, and therefore most countries within range should take measures to mitigate against it.
He added that the ministry will have to see how they can verify whether meats arriving in Barbados have met the requirements to prevent the spread of the fever. The government is offering loans and grants to small and medium-sized businesses for renewable energy. The Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Energy and Business Development, Deborah Darridge, made the disclosure at a news conference this morning, updating the public on the Energy Smart Fund, which has been recapitalized with the sum of $13.1 million through partners, the International Development Bank and the European Union.
Resources and financing options from the Energy Smart Fund, business owners can save significant money on energy, increase profit, promote their businesses, and reduce greenhouse gas.
And we apologize for the quality of the extract. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre says his administration will remove the service charge on all price control goods in a bid to cushion the impact of the cost of living in that country. He said the next shipment of price controlled goods will result in the prices of the commodities declining by at least 6%. Mr. Pierre told reporters that the government is trying its best under trying circumstances and that St. Lucians should understand that the cost of living increases are as a result of a global problem and that the matter should not be political. And Britain's beleaguered Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing accusations he misled lawmakers and is tearing down fresh calls to resign after new images were published appearing to show him raising a glass with colleagues at a social gathering inside Downing Street during COVID-19 lockdown. Our top stories, Eagle Hall residents speak of a volley of shots in the early hours of this morning as a police pursuit ends in the death of a suspect. Government gets tough on the collection of airline tax, ticket tax. The Agriculture Ministry trying to prevent the African swine fever reaching here. And the St. Lucia government cutting the tax on some goods to combat escalating prices. the lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Abby to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking